Hi, this is Chuck Grindstaff, President and CEO of Siemens PLM Software.
And this is Doris Smith with another Chat with Chuck. So Chuck, we just saw a video that came out recently, and I wondered if you had any thoughts on this little boy Daniel and the prosthesis that some Rose Holman students designed for him.
Yeah, Dora, it was a very impressive piece of work. What they did there is went and created a special prosthesis that was just tailor-made for Daniel's particular condition. A great kid and a wonderful family and a well-done video. But the remarkable thing is how our technology can, in the right hands, be used to touch the lives of people around the world. It's heartwarming, but it also is the sort of thing that keeps us excited about the business, not only solving those specific one-off problems, but the world's big problems, and doing so in a way which is innovative and different and makes everybody's life better. It's exciting. It's what keeps me interested in the business.
Well, good. One of the interesting things for me with that story is, these industry-focused student applications. These students are, they're studying biomedical engineering and they're applying it in real-world projects. But like you talk about now, taking that and maybe scaling it broader in the industry. Let's talk a little bit about vertical industry focus. I think you first announced some of our changes there about a year ago. Can you share some examples of where you're seeing us work with customers in those vertical industries? Maybe biomedical is one of them, to really combine, customer knowledge and processes into our core products.
Sure. I think everybody's by now pretty familiar with the industry group that we put in place. The focus of these experts is to help us understand complete processes and where we can innovate. Besides the applications of the technology that we already have, like you saw there with Daniel, and we are working with some customers and with our corporate technologies group to put together entire use cases that can bring image data, 3D models of people's skeletal structure, directly into the CAD system, and from that derive tooling and prosthetics directly from that scanned image. We call it image to implant, and what's special about this is, you probably already know this, or maybe you don't, but when you go to get a hip replaced or something like this, you kind of buy sizes, like a size of a shoe, and this new technology will allow the physicians and the medical experts to define something that is specific for your skeletal structure or mine, so that not only does it last longer, but it's more comfortable, and more importantly, the tooling that's used during the surgery can be completely designed to fit into the exact bone structure that an individual has, and of course that can reduce the amount of trauma associated with the surgery, can increase the outcome and success rates. So we really think this is exciting. The cool thing about it is it's one of those kind of things where it's the full breadth and depth of Siemens that can bring it to bear. Obviously we have the colleagues over in the medical sector who make the big CT scans and MRIs that have the imaging technology to take the picture and create a 3D model. And do that in high precision and high performance. We've got our colleagues in corporate technology that have worked with those folks to help to bring that core model that's used for looking at things and bringing that into the CAD system, so creating the CAD models, and then work with our team to take those models and then drive them all the way into the design process. We have some customers that are quite interested in this, not only in the early stages and trying it out, but also bringing it to market. So the industry group is doing some wonderful innovation. They're sponsoring activities like this. Medical's one of them. We have work going on in automotive, aerospace. The work that we've done with Mechatronics Concept Designer for our machine designers is very similar, taking entire process threads and automating them. So, we're getting some good traction, not only on specific project areas like this, but also the broad portfolio strategy, what we need to do in the core and the foundation, and then what kinds of applications do we need to layer on top to really provide our customers that next generation of competitive edge.
All right, so you mentioned a few other industries. Let's talk about certainly a lot of buzz in the A&D and space industry with certainly the Mars rover Curiosity landing. I've seen a lot of interest, renewed interest in computer science from hopefully this next generation of computer scientists. But specifically in A&D, are there other examples you would share as well? Again, areas where we're combining that customer knowledge and embedding that in what we build in our core products.
Well, we were all very proud and excited to see the success that JPL and NASA were able to put together with the Mars rover. I know we had Siemens employees all over the world watching that landing and cheering it on. And partly because of the pride of being able to just observe the great engineering expertise, but also the that little bit of pride knowing that our tools were used to help construct it. But yeah, it's not just space exploration. Our tools are being employed all over the place. You saw probably, what was it, about 2 months before that, the SpaceX guys are able to use tools to put really the first commercial capsule up there to dock with the space station. Very impressive activity done in a new paradigm, a way that is, I think, going to open up space to a broad range of commercial applications, not just governments. And so this is exciting. It's great to see those types of innovations. And inside that SpaceX capsule, the Dragon capsule, there's lots of new innovation, lots of new techniques and tools that could only be done with the advanced analysis, simulation, and modeling that tools like NX and Teamcenter bring to bear. So, we're helping in aerospace, in the aircraft manufacturing area. We've got certainly a large number and growing number of customers that are doing the full aircraft design with our tools. And they're in today's world, a big thing is composites. And I think that we added Vistigi to the team. Maybe on a different blog, we can talk in more detail how significant that is, but it's probably obvious to everybody listening that composites are the future in aerospace. Lighter, stronger structures made out of new materials, and the design process to accommodate that is substantially different than the old style of material removal on titanium or aluminum components. You really have to build the material design together with the product, and really plan the manufacturing directly in the entire design loop. So it's a very different thing. We're happy to have the Vistigi guys as part of the team and helping us and helping our customers really explore this new space. Oddly enough, composites is an important area for a lot of customers that are outside of aerospace. It's a big topic in automotive these days, how to take weight out of a vehicle. You probably know, and I'm sure most people do, that as we try to drive more efficient vehicles, the weight of the vehicle is a very important parameter, one of the key determining factors of the kind of gas mileage that you can get out of a vehicle. And the lighter, stronger structures are important there for the body, and clearly there's lots of applications on interiors, and really just I think there's a huge future there, and obviously wind and the like. But what's important is, when we kind of loop this back to the industrialization strategy, is not just adding composites as a technology, but looking at that, or looking at image to implant, or any of these other areas in their complete context for a customer who's has a multifaceted, multidimensional business, so that we can work new technology and innovation into their processes in productive way, let them explore and new design types and new design alternatives, and do so with the breadth and depth of the existing products and existing technology to support them. So it kind of all fits together, and the industry experts are helping us do that, and they're doing a great job, both analyzing the needs, analyzing what we need to do in our R&D, then helping us to educate the field, the sales and service guys on how to actually implement the new innovative solutions.
Yeah, so I would think composites, is one of those areas that might bridge and share innovation across industries. Another one that one of my Twitter peeps had asked about was laser scanning. That, you know, we've been seeing laser scanning becoming more popular, and, you know, I was just curious what we're doing for development in that area.
Actually, we've got quite a bit of work going on in the laboratory in this area. Probably the most impressive application I've seen for laser scanning in the last 6 months was a car company up in Scandinavia, Volvo Car. And what they've been able to do is take the laser scanning techniques and really use them to model their entire factory. So they take and scan the insides of the entire factory. That might sound, okay, well, you know, we have factory models. But what's unique about this store is that able to get a high-fidelity scan, I mean, down to the millimeter. That scan, it can be used for collision detection. It can be used for visualization and a wide variety of measurements and the like, down to millimeter accuracy. And what's also cool is we can then take that scanned model, which is where everything is, and then lay on top of that the mechatronics models that we produce in Technomatics. So the work cells, the conveyors, the logic around the robots and the robots themselves, plop them right into that very rich, very detailed physical 3D model of the factory. If you think about productivity, now what somebody can do is actually put a vehicle down that simulated line and really determine, is it going to hit anything? They're not worried about the inaccuracy of the model. It's directly from the factory the way it is. Imagine putting a car down a paint line, and you have all the coverings and drying areas and things that are inside there. When you put a new vehicle down, is it going to touch anything? Is it going to scrape one of the pillars? And, you know, this is the kind of problem that such things can solve immediately. So laser scanning is not just about trying to figure out the reverse engineering of a part. It's being applied in very broad and different ways. And our team is working with customers to figure out how to leverage that even further. So it's real exciting. It's a great new area.
Now, previously, would have certainly taken a really long time to model, but would manufacturers have modeled that out or just waited to see where interferences were later?
They would have modeled out portions of it, but you know, as good as our modeling tools are, to get all the detail down is really impractical. So, you know, what you'll do is model in really high accuracy critical elements of the factory, but you know, where a particular you know, bin of parts is, or you know, where you know, the exact configuration of the factory at a given point in time, that can all be taken into account. And if you think about it, you know, that time that it takes to model, if it's you know, not involved with the new process, if it's just there in the background, you really want that to be as quick as possible, and you don't want to waste time doing it. And so tools like this can help that happen and avoid really get out on the factory floor where, you know, if something goes wrong, now you got to you got to take time to make a modification, and the factory's not really operating while you're doing that mod.
So kind of one of the last things I wanted to touch base with you on, we've talked about a number of industries. Maybe we'll switch over to the high-tech industry. And, you know, I was just curious what you thought of some of the tech stock market news, certainly this week with Apple now becoming the highest valued company. And as I looked at some of that, I was just kind of curious, you know, how in the future would something like HDPLM maybe help companies like that to, you know, make even more better products, smarter decisions?
Well, a lot of those companies that are in that space are already our users. Certainly Samsung and Apple and others are big technology consumers of Siemens PLM software. What's critical in those industries is really rapid innovation cycles. You know, the thing that differentiates products today is going to be old hat in a year and a half. And so very rapid innovation cycles, quick time to market is absolutely essential. And obviously, you know, everything about simulating the product, making sure that it, you know, when you drop it, it doesn't break, and making sure it doesn't overheat, and will things really fit together, and does it look the right way, and does it feel and function in a effective fashion? You know, these are all things that our tools really assist the engineers at all of the top-notch companies to do right now. We're very proud that to have our technology in the leaders in this market. It's amazing to see what and how the technology convergence is driving value. As you say, you know, having Apple be the highest valued company, I think, in history, right? That just shows how important this stuff is. When people need the connectivity, they want connectivity, they want convenience, and Apple sure does a great job of both serving up what they want and also showing people things that they can do that maybe they didn't even think they could. Really creating new categories of products. I mean, the iPad is a perfect example. I've got one sitting here on my desk. I didn't know I needed one. Once I saw it, I did. And Apple's just a master at accomplishing that.
I think my kids would say the same thing.
And once you have it and you use it and you see how convenient and fast and easy it is to get at various applications and the like, you want to use it. Obviously there's the iPad's a great innovation, but there's lots of others that are kind of hot on the heels of Apple with innovations in a similar vein. And I'm excited for the future. I think it's going to continue. I think there'll be further sort of technology convergence down into automotive. You probably saw in the news this week tests of cars all communicating with each other, and the idea there is that the vehicles are not just autonomous; they don't just have active and passive safety systems within them, but they're also transmitting information that's relevant to other vehicles around them, so that they can avoid crashes, can avoid very dangerous situations, and really, I guess the theory is significantly reduce even the possibility of a crash, and obviously there are lots of great societal advantages to that. So this idea of converging the sort of autonomous technology, like you saw in the Mars rover, vehicles that drive themselves, communications technology that allows sort of vehicle-to-vehicle interaction, technology convergence that can really bring entertainment and other things to the vehicle. These things are happening very fast. Really, the best car companies in the world are all thinking about and starting to deliver technology that is something we could only dream of a few years ago. And it's great to be a part of that with our tools.
All right. Well, hey, Chuck, I know you've got probably a busy schedule coming up. We've got a couple events, an analyst event coming up in September, probably PLM Connection Europe. Any other key events coming up that you'll be at?
Well, we've got a little analyst event coming up here in Boston where we'll get a chance to talk to some of the brightest minds and best thinkers in the industry and share with them our strategy, what we're doing, how we're doing it, and get their feedback and insight. So I'm looking forward to that. As you mentioned, PLM Europe is coming up. We're really at a good time. We're midway through our fourth quarter of our fiscal year, and business is doing well. So it's an exciting time.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks a lot for taking the time today, Chuck, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks, Dora.